Attende, Domine, et miserere, quia peccavimus tibi.
Praised be Jesus Christ. I hope many people wonder, what did Judas think he was going to gain by this betrayal? I mean, could it have just been for the money? Maybe he thought that Jesus was the Messiah, but that his way was not the way to go. The Jews were looking for a political Messiah. Maybe Judas wanted to force our Lord's hand into beginning this political messiahship and free the Jewish people from the oppression of the Romans. But who can claim to know what was in his mind? What is clear is that whatever was in his mind, whatever motive or idea that he had, he put more trust in this than he did in the Lord. And, you know, we cannot help but have ideas in our mind and plans of how things should be, images of how we're going to achieve happiness. But what is needed is a healthy detachment from our own ideas. So that when God presents something different, for instance, cancer or the sudden death of a loved one, a broken leg, whatever it may be, then we're going to be ready to welcome those plans of God. We know He doesn't make mistakes. He has a plan for each one of us. Everything that has ever happened to us in our life, everything that is happening, everything that will happen, God knows. He knows what's going on. And we just have to have that trust. There was one time Peter disagreed with our Lord when this was right after he proclaimed that he was the Messiah, the Son of God. And Jesus said, "Blessed are you, Simon Peter." And then he told him about his coming passion, his journey to Jerusalem. And Peter had to pull him aside. And it says that he remonstrated with him. You know, can you imagine the creature correcting the creator? No, this isn't to be. God's plans weren't what everyone had in mind. So this had to be difficult for Peter when our Lord said, "Get behind me, Satan." But Peter kept following Jesus because his love for Jesus was greater than his love for his own ideas, his own plans. And Judas loved his own ideas more than Jesus. So in the gospel today it tells us that Satan entered into him. And how about ourselves? Do we love our own ideas, our own plans? Are they more important than what God has planned for us? Are we so blind like Judas by our own plans that we cannot fathom the idea that God may just have a better idea. So for all of those who are suffering whose suffering is unbearable, or whose cross may seem too heavy, know that God has not abandoned you, that He allows everything for our salvation, and that we take our suffering, especially as the next few days we contemplate our Lord's passion and death, and we unite that suffering with our Lord, and know that He has promised for His faithful followers an everlasting share in the resurrection.